Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's only the 12th day of 2026 and already it seems the internet wants to go back 10 years. Searches for the year 2016 on TikTok alone have quadrupled and a half, if that makes sense. 452% up are the searches for 2016 in the last year. 55 million videos made using the app's filter named after 2016. People cannot get enough of the year 2016. And the big question is, well, why?
Yeah, that would be my first train of thought. Like, are there good things to look back on from that year?
From an Irish perspective, yes, we can be nostalgic.
Houlihan. Inviting a center!
Andy Reddy.
Brings us all to our feet in Lille.
We weren't half bad at football that year. Vine was still a thing, and I still remember this.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
Damn, Daniel. If I play this, you will remember 2016. The mannequin challenge.
Oh, that girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all the friends know of me.
We were just into doing daft stuff because the internet was new to so much of us. Social media, that is.
Well, he texted me like 30 minutes ago saying, let's meet up in Hollywood to catch Pokemon.
Trying to catch them all, you know?
Pokemon Go caused consternation across the country and the world.
It was absolutely huge. And this is where I'm like, though, am I thinking too much like a newsreader? Because I hear 2016 and I'm back to the year of Brexit and Donald Trump being elected US president for the first time and a load of celebrities dying. Like Alan Rickman passed away in 2016, Professor Snape from the Harry Potter movies.
Alan Rickman.
And like really iconic musicians as well from previous decades like David Bowie and Prince and George Michael. That's what 2016 recalls to me.
So you have not the most positive memories of 2016 and everyone was like, oh my God, 2016, the world was elite, everything was amazing.
Exactly, and maybe that's a problem where I'm purely too focused on the news and I'm not taking the joyous moments enough.
If we are to drill down into exactly why 2016 is so popular right now, this is the woman that I blame. Or a credit. Zara Larsson's career, it's been steady, but in the last 12 months, it has re-exploded again. This song that you're hearing, Lush Life, peaked in January of 2016 for her. It's back up number 10 in the charts in Ireland in 2026, 10 years later to the month.
That is so impressive. And that is what TikTok does for songs.
Yes. So the resurgence of popularity of Zara Larsson in the past 6-7 months, I think, has led people back to 2016 when she was at her first peak. And now people are thinking, my God, 2016, what a brilliant year. We were all so innocent and the crack was good.
Do you want to engage in the 2016 nostalgia with us? Was it a good year for you? Anything you would absolutely love to recall? On a personal level, I did get to spend 2 weeks across Canada and America in 2016. My brother got married and it was an excuse for a lovely family holiday. So there's positive nostalgia for me.
They've had so many experts and analysts and psychologists trying to figure out why 2016 or why it is now so popular again. Neil Salgren, but maybe you have the answer.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.